Did you ever hear a term for that?
Truckload.
A truckload?
Or a wagon load.
Okay. You never heard the term like a turn of corn or anything like that? Okay. How about the amount of arm, the amount of wood you can carry in at one time in your arms?
Arm load.
Okay. Would you have had a term for a partial load of wood or a partial load of anything on a wagon or a truck?
Well, it'd be a half a cord or a cord.
Mm-hmm. Let's say if you had a wagon that would hold a cord or two cords of wood, and you could only get one cord on it, or you only had one cord on it, it's a partial load. Would you have a term for that?
Rick.
Okay. When you carry clothes out to the line to hang them up, you usually carry them in what?
Basket.
Okay. They ever have these things they blow on to make
music? Harmonica?
Yeah. Would you have any other term for harmonica?
Mouth organ. Mouth harp.
Okay. How about, did you ever see these things they plucked to make noise? Or make music, theoretically. Mm-hmm. Somebody makes noise. Did you ever have a name for that?
Mm-hmm. Jewish harp.
A Jewish harp, okay.
Jewish harp, yeah.
All right. When you have a bottle that maybe has liquid in it or something, you want to put something in the end to keep the bottle or keep the liquid inside, what would you call that?
A stopper.
Okay. Would you call it anything else?
A cork.
Okay. Is there any difference between the way you'd use them, or would you use those two terms, either one?
Either way.
Okay. Obviously, when a carpenter pounds a nail and he uses what tool?
A hammer.
Yeah. Okay. The next section has to do with horse-drawn equipment. I assume you're both familiar with yeah. Okay, on a two-horse rig of some kind, what would you call a long piece of wood that would go between the two horses?
Stick on.
Is that the term you'd use? How about on a one-horse rig, the two pieces of wood that would go beside the horse?
Shaft.
Okay. The things that the traces would attach to on a one-horse rig would be what?
Single tree.
And on a two-horse rig, you'd have what?
Double tree.
All right. Are your terms the same for those? If you want to get, say, a load of wood from one place to another, what do you have to do to it? Have to load it up and...
fetch it.
Okay. Would you say hauling or carting or what?
Yeah. You can haul it, or you can cart it, or fetch it, or...
Okay, there wouldn't be any difference in those terms in terms of what you'd use. All right. I know nowadays what they do is probably take a chisel plow and just have this enormous tractor go across the field, but in the old days, you had to do two or three things to a field to prepare it for plowing, or prepare it for planting. What were the things you had to do?
You had to plow, disc, and drag.
Okay. Did they ever have a term for a device they used to get stones out of a field?
It's a stone boat.
Okay. How about different types of sleds they used to have, both horse-drawn and the other kind, the kind of sort of gravity, the kid would just ride down a hill? What were some different types of sleds they had? Any names for...
Oh, yeah, one horse-drawn was a cutter.
Mm-hmm.
And generally it was drawn by one horse.
Mm-hmm.
And a bobsled was a big one with two horses. And you could use a bobsled one horse, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the only ones I can think of.
Okay. Would a bobsled have anything that would distinguish it from another sled, or...?
Well, it would have a box on it, and a cutter would have a seat in. Mm-hmm. It could be either two-seater or one-seater. Most of them were one-seaters.